It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We're playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country. And Paddy McRae and Zane Harris, the boys from Dregs, they are continuing their indie folk songwriting throughout 2020. They've got a brand new one called Keepsake. And I'm catching up with Paddy McRae right now. Mate, thanks for taking a bit of time out here for Ausmade.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Matty.
And whilst we've all got a little bit more time on our hands, mate, you guys have been able to spend some time with your storytelling style and getting some stuff throughout 2020, putting some focus onto that?
Definitely. We've really been focusing a lot on our music, a lot on our scope, narrowing in a couple different areas and sort of experimenting with our sound and touching on new areas. It's been good to have this downtime to focus on all that and try and broaden our narrative sense of music.
And when we came to the shutdown time, Paddy, did you and Zane get to spend a bit of time together, or do you live separately, or how did you do it?
We live together.
Oh,
so,
good.
So we're quite fortunate in that aspect that we were kind of locked away, locked in, you know, inside with each other with heaps of time to write and record and just focus on the Dregs.
And so with Keepsake, mate, how did this one actually come about?
So this one actually came about after a very big night that I had a while back, and I was feeling a bit sore and sorry for myself the next day, and I sort of sat down and picked up the guitar and just sort of started writing some words down and some chord structure. And it kind of actually came out of thin air really at the time. I was going through a little bit emotionally, you know, struggling to put myself in vulnerable positions with people. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it kind of came into fruition.
Yeah. And Paddy, how many big nights have you had since, do you reckon?
Been keeping it pretty low key. Myself and Zane, we're folk musicians. We're not really in the massive in the party scene, but we've been keeping it casual, keeping it on the down low, which has been nice.
You haven't been keeping your performances on the down low, mate. You've had performances all the way through November and into December pretty late as well with the Keepsake tour.
We did, yes. Well, we're still playing now, which is amazing. We're super fortunate to be able to be lucky enough to keep playing shows. I think we were playing shows since June, July. Mm-hmm. We're lucky enough to have some really good relationships with some great venues in Queensland. So thanks to them, we can still put food on our table and do what we love doing.
And since you guys got together in about 2017, there's been over 3 million streams for your work. What else are we working towards throughout the rest of this year, mate, and into next year?
Well, this year we've got this tour, which has been absolutely amazing so far. Mm. We just finished up our leg with Kim Churchill. We just played out the last 5 shows with him because he's currently on tour as well. Got a bit of a Chrissy break, so another bit of down to be great to spend some time with the family. But next year we are slingshotting into a huge year with a big national tour that we haven't announced yet. It's going to be super fun.
Awesome, eh? Well, we look forward to seeing that. Hopefully everything stays pretty calm so we can get through all those borders and get your music out to everyone live, hey?
That'd be amazing.
Awesome, mate. Well, in the meantime, we're going to play Keepsake right now on Ausmade. Paddy McRae from The Dregs, really appreciate and love having a chat to you, mate.
Oh, always an absolute pleasure talking to you, Matty. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Hi, I'm Paddy from The Dregs, and this is our new single, Keepsake.